Hey guys, this is Steve the Scout. I am the voice of the Pro Football Scouting Podcast. Hope you guys have had a great weekend. This week's schedule, just to let you guys know, for today's show, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you, in my opinion, the 20 biggest draft steals of the 2018 NFL Draft. Based on where these players are selected and the kind of impact I think they can have, these are the 20 biggest draft steals. That is going to be Monday's show. On Wednesday, I am actually going to predict the 5 offensive players and the 5 defensive players from the rookie class that I think will be the candidates for Offensive and Defensive Rookie of the Year. And then on Friday, I am going to give you my 10 best fantasy football rookies. The 10 players who I think, if you are playing fantasy football, based on how I've evaluated those players and what kind of impact they can make, those will be in my prediction, the 10 biggest fantasy stars that are rookies. So, as I mentioned today's show, what it's going to be about is I'm going to predict the top 20 biggest draft steals of this past 2018 NFL draft. So, this is going to be based on what I think this player brings to the table and also what their value was in terms of where they drafted. So, this is one of those shows that I'm really excited to do, as I am a lot of different shows, because this is one you can go back a year or two from now and see, wow, a lot of these players really were draft steals. So let's start things off with number 20, the outside linebacker that was drafted by the Giants, Lorenzo Carter. Lorenzo Carter went to the New York Giants at round 3, pick 2. Carter was highly recruited coming out of high school, but at Georgia, he was asked to do a lot of different things. He's a bit raw, but what he has is he has great length, a tremendous first step, And he can dip very well and get around the edge. He's raw. He's gonna need some coaching, but I believe you put Lorenzo Carter as a 3-4 outside linebacker. James Betcher, the defensive coordinator of the Giants, I believe he's gonna know how to get the most out of him. Give Carter some time. I don't think he'll be ready year one, but by year two or year three, this guy could be approaching close to 10 sacks a year. And if you can get that kind of value in the beginning of the third round, it's pretty damn good. And my 19th draft steal went round 4, pick 5, and that is wide receiver from the Florida Gators, Antonio Callaway. I will just say this, outside of the off-the-field issues, if you want to look at just the game tape, he could end up being the best receiver in this draft class. He really can. The reason why I'm ranking him so low is the off-the-field stuff is definitely a concern to me. From everything I've read, he doesn't like to work hard in the weight room. His work ethic, from what I hear, and again, you really don't know, is not exactly from what you hear where you'd like it to be. But again, it's hearsay. It could be total BS. One interesting thing to note about Antonio Callaway is he trains with Antonio Brown, who is the best wide receiver in the NFL, I believe, since Jerry Rice. So when I look at Antonio Callaway, he does everything well. Great separation, great route runner, blazing speed, takes good angles. I mean, you know, I think he, to me, he's honestly NFL ready. The off-the-field stuff is definitely a concern. But, you know, when you want to look at just, you know, the quality of the player, I think Antonio Callaway really could be a special player. And I will go on record by saying Callaway, although I'm ranking him number 19, he could end up easily being one of the 5 biggest steals of the entire draft. The 18th biggest draft steal is center/guard James Daniels, who went to the Chicago Bears at round 2, pick 39 overall. James Daniels is a complete player who is NFL ready. The quickness out of his stance is great. What Daniels might be better at than any offensive lineman in this draft is properly positioning his feet and taking the right angles. Plays with a low center of gravity and natural bender. His technique is NFL ready. When you go back and look at his college tape, you can see that he's played center and both guard positions, and he's been very, very good at both. Pre-snap intelligence, it's absolutely off the chart. But again, The guy is so quick out of his stance, and you know, he could easily end up being the second best offensive lineman in this year's NFL draft. An absolute steal to get him at round 2 and pick 39 overall. Good job by the Chicago Bears. My 17th biggest draft steal is John Kelly, the running back. He went round 6, pick 2, to the Los Angeles Rams. Here's what I like about the Tennessee running back, John Kelly. Takes good angles. He's a good pass blocker. Great in the catching game. He's violent. He's power. He's shifty. And he sees creases in the running games and, you know, when he sees the holes, he takes them. Look, John Kelly, when I watch his playing style, you know, I see, you know, a couple different running backs in him. His toughness reminds me a little bit of Ahmad Bradshaw, the New York Giants running back from a number of years ago. Not a guy that looks huge, but he's short and he's built and he's powerful and he's violent. And, you know, has great explosiveness. When I look at John Kelly play, look, he went round 6, pick 2, but when you want to look at his overall game, very little holes in there, a guy that could be NFL ready by his first year. Doesn't have the same size as other NFL big running backs, but he plays like a much bigger man than he actually is, and he's powerful. Great pickup by the Rams. I think John Kelly, you know, will be a good number 2 running back for them behind Todd Gurley. 16th biggest draft steal was the 34th overall pick, round 2, pick 2, Will Hernandez, the guard from UTEP, who was taken by the New York Giants. This guy was good enough to go in the middle of the first round. When you want to look at a pure guard, it was Quentin Nelson, then it was Will Hernandez. Hernandez has a lot to offer. For those people that say he's not a good athlete, you're incorrect. He is a damn good athlete. Put up, I believe, about 45 or so reps on the bench press. Look, I was a national champion power lifter, and I never approached that. The guy is tremendously strong. When you want to look at Will Hernandez, when he gets his hands on you, I'm telling you, it is over with. Once he gets his hands on you, even if you are Fletcher Cox of the Philadelphia Eagles or you're Ndamukong Suh, I believe Will Hernandez gets his hands on you, you are finished. When you look at his power, it's off the chart. His flexibility is tremendous. He's a natural bender, huge for an offensive lineman. He's agile. He can move sideline to sideline. But Will Hernandez also has great body control, knows how to take the right angles. He's nasty. He's a finisher. And unlike a lot of offensive linemen in this draft, he's very, very good in pass protection. He's not just there to create running lanes for Saquon Barkley. He will help keep Eli Manning upright. If you ever look at Will Hernandez's Instagram, all it's about are his crazy workouts. And from everything I've read and everything I can see online, his work ethic is off the chart. An absolute home run pick. Will Hernandez, picked round 2, pick 2 by the Giants, is my 16th biggest draft steal, and he is an absolute steal. My 15th biggest draft steal is defensive tackle Harrison Phillips. He went 96th overall to the Buffalo Bills. A guy that can learn from Kyle Williams, and I don't care how many people say it, the comparisons are pretty accurate. I do think that Harrison Phillips plays a lot like Kyle Williams, the current defensive tackle for the Bills, and that is exactly where Phillips went. I believe Williams is a better athlete, but Phillips is a hell of an athlete too. He was a state wrestling champion, and when I watch him play, I actually see him use a lot of his wrestling, and he's very creative to find ways to get to the football. He's gonna command a lot of double teams. He's gonna help collapse the pocket, and then he's a guy that is gonna overpower a lot of people. He put up 45 damn reps on the bench press. He's going to command a lot of double teams, and I believe that he's going to find creative ways to get to the quarterback. Most effectively, I see him being dominant in the run game, but you know, having the option to learn from Kyle Williams, who he plays very similar to, is going to be a big thing. And to get this guy 96th overall, this is a starting defensive tackle who I think will be solid for a long time. So Harrison Phillips, the Bills getting him at 96th overall, that to me is a great draft steal. Ranking the 14th biggest draft steal overall, number 14 is Will Clapp, the guard. He was taken round 7, pick 27 by the New Orleans Saints. This is a guy with not many holes in his game. He's not going to do anything to wow you, but he has intelligence, discipline, NFL-ready technique, and great foot positioning. Not a guy who I think is necessarily going to be a Pro Bowl player, but a guy that I think is good enough to be a starting guard in the NFL. And to get someone like that at the end of the seventh round is absolutely outstanding. I think Will Clapp has a good shot at being a starting guard at some point in his career. Again, you know, he has the intelligence, the technique, the foot positioning, and playing with a low center of gravity. I think he's going to come in and be able to be a starter in this league. Great move by the Saints. My 13th biggest draft steal is the other safety from Alabama, not Minkah Fitzpatrick, but Ronnie Harrison. Ronnie Harrison went round 3 and 29th overall to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Here's what Harrison brings to the table. Number one, people want to say that he's just a hitter, that, you know, he's not a coverage guy, he's a hitter. No, that is absolutely not true. Ronnie Harrison can play high, can play low, and has the ability to really, in my position, play any of the two safety positions. He's a great blitzer. I believe he's going to hit people just as hard, if not harder, than even Minkah Fitzpatrick does. He's got size, speed, and he's got great coverage skills. He went at the end of the third round. You know, everyone's forgetting that, you know, there's another safety from Alabama that's really damn good. And I believe Ronnie Harrison is going to be that enforcer, but he also has very underrated coverage skills, and he can read the QB really well and has good pre-play recognition. That's why Ronnie Harrison is my 13th biggest draft steal. 12th biggest draft steal is also a safety. He went round 2, pick 22 to the Cincinnati Bengals, and I believe he is definitely, without question, one of the 30 best players in this draft. And that is safety Jesse Bates from Wake Forest. Jesse Bates can play man, he can play zone, and he is a tremendous hitter. He can blitz, he has the versatility to play high and low, can play either safety position, and I believe he is, in terms of just pre-play recognition of the quarterback, he's outstanding. He's a ball hawk. He's a guy that I can see having a number of pick sixes in the NFL. You know, just look at him, you know, look at the way that, you know, after a play starts, he's really scanning the field and he's always looking at the quarterback's eyes. So Jesse Bates is a first round talent. I believe when there's a redraft being done, people are going to say this guy should have gone in the first round, but he went round 2, pick 22 to the Bengals, and that is why Jesse Bates is my 12th biggest draft steal. All right, so breaking down my 11th biggest draft steal, it is outside linebacker Josh Sweat from Florida State. He went round 4, pick 130 to the Philadelphia Eagles. So why is he a draft steal? He's an unmolded piece of clay that I believe that if he has the right position coaches to mold him and he's willing to work hard enough, this guy can be a stud linebacker and a very, very solid pass rusher. So when you look at Josh Sweat, you know, he's got great game speed. He has fast 40 time, runs a 4.53, which is pretty good for an outside linebacker. But, you know, here's the thing, is that he doesn't have a fast first step, but I think his first step can get faster. So I don't think the fact that, you know, he has a slow first step, but he's usually not the first one out of the stance, I think that can change with coaching. He's also missed a bit of time to injury, and, you know, he's a bit raw. But when you want to look at the upside is tremendous. So this is a guy that, you know, I don't think you're going to see much out of him his rookie year, but, you know, you could see this guy as a double-digit sack artist by year 3. And, you know, I think this guy, if he gets the right coaching, the upside is there. You know, his best, to me, I think, you know, if he gets the coaching, his potential is that He can definitely be a starting 3-4 outside linebacker and a guy that can be a really tremendous help in the pass rush. And to get a guy like that at round 4, pick 130, that is a good draft steal, and that is why I have Josh Sweet ranked down as my 11th biggest draft steal. Number 10 is Derwin James, the safety from Florida State, going 17th overall to the Chargers. Let me just say this. This guy, Derwin James, I believe Derwin James and Tremaine Edmonds, when you want to look at if they live to their potential, will be the two best defensive players in this draft. Derwin James has Jalen Ramsey-type versatility. He can play any position in the secondary, has tremendous speed, and is probably, in my opinion, the best run-blitzing, pass-blitzing safety I've seen come out of the draft in years. I give him an edge over Minkah Fitzpatrick. He is an absolute can't-miss prospect. He is, to me, one of the three cleanest players to evaluate in this draft. Top five, for sure. You know, when I look at cleanest players to evaluate, Barkley, Nelson, Chubb, Derwin James, Minkah Fitzpatrick, those are probably the five cleanest players to evaluate. Derwin James, his blitzing ability is tremendous. You want to talk about game speed? I've mentioned it before. I've seen him take down Lamar Jackson and chase him down from behind. He's a ball hawk. There's literally, to me, in my opinion, not one weakness in his game. A guy that also has the versatility to play pretty much any position on the entire defensive except for nose tackle. Derwin James is a can't-miss prospect and someone who, if he lives up to his potential, will be one of the best safeties in the game and my best defensive player in this class. Ninth biggest draft steal is Mike Hughes, cornerback from the University of Central Florida. He went round 1, pick 30. Here's why. Denzel Ward went 4th overall. There are some, let me just say this. This is going to be a year where you're going to see some really damn good cornerbacks coming into the league. There's a number of them that I believe are can't miss prospect. When you look at Mike Hughes, in my opinion, no one else is saying it, but I believe Mike Hughes is the best cornerback in the draft. He went to a team that has Trey Wayans and Xavier Rhodes, the Minnesota Vikings. He went round 1, pick 30, and they have a great cornerback tandem, but Mike Hughes, I believe, is going to be better than either of them. Mike Hughes, his ball tracking skills and his ability to stay with receivers, he can almost at this point coming into the league is probably good enough to stay with almost any receiver in the league and blanket them. He can play in the slot. He's a smaller corner, but you could certainly play him outside as well. Look, Mike Hughes, to me, he hasn't had a whole lot of time to show everyone what he can do, but I truly believe this is the best cornerback in the entire draft. And a true draft steal. A guy that I see as a can't-miss prospect and someone that should make the Minnesota Vikings defense a hell of a lot better and someone that should have been drafted in the top 10 to 15 picks, no question. All right, my 8th biggest draft steal is round 1, pick 32, Lamar Jackson, the quarterback from Louisville. Lamar Jackson is someone that has outrageous, outrageous upside. He's the best running quarterback I have seen since Michael Vick. And yes, that includes any quarterback, and I mean any quarterback that has come out of college since Michael Vick has not been as dynamic as a runner as this guy. Lamar Jackson has as much arm talent as Michael Vick, if not more. Yes, if not more arm talent than Michael Vick. And I honestly think if they were to be in a foot race, man, that would be pretty close. They're literally about the same speed. So when I look at Lamar Jackson, he's got to learn to play from a wider base, fix some of his mechanics. But the coaching there in Baltimore is going to be right for him. He's going to be able to sit behind Joe Flacco for a couple of years. And they really do have good quarterback coaches and smart people on the offensive side of the ball, a good coordinator that I do believe is going to help him become better. So, you know, Baltimore is a perfect place for Lamar Jackson. I think he's going to shine. He's going to get the coaching. You may not see him year one, but this is their quarterback of the future and a guy that I think is going to end up being a major draft steal. Let me just say this. I believe in this draft, there are three once-in-a-generation type talents, meaning that this player is so outrageous that it's once in a generation type talent. There are three players that fit that mold. Number one is Saquon Barkley. Number two is Quentin Nelson. And the third one, to be honest, I haven't ranked him as the best defensive player in the draft because he's still raw. But when you want to talk about upside, if this guy reaches his full potential, I am saying this right now, he can end up being the greatest player in this draft, and I believe is a once-in-a-generation type talent. Someone that does stuff to me that is so outrageous, and I don't even think there's a pro comparison for him. And that is linebacker Tremaine Edmonds from Virginia Tech. He went round one, pick 16 to Buffalo. I don't know if I have ever seen a college player disrupt so many plays in the backfield. I don't know if I've ever seen a college player come in where I think he can make a Pro Bowl at either outside linebacker, defensive end, or middle linebacker his first year. Tremaine Edmonds is absolutely absurd. Absurd. The second most upside of any player in the draft behind Saquon Barkley, and it's damn close. The only reason that I rank Derwin James ahead of him on my best defensive player list is because Derwin James is more NFL-ready, but I'm saying Edmonds is a bigger draft steal because, God, if he reaches his potential, and I think he will, this guy is going to be absolutely absurd. And again, he has the versatility to play any position in the front seven in any scheme outside of defensive tackle. Tremaine Edmonds disrupts more plays in the backfield than any defensive player I think I've seen in a long time. He's a guy that you can line him up on the edge, he can get 15 sacks a year, and he can be all pro at the middle linebacker position. He moves sideline to sideline, he has great instincts, he has great bend, and just has a knack for getting to the football. He's going to need some coaching. But good God, this guy is a monster. Do not forget this name, Tremaine Edmonds. I know he was picked 16th overall, but this guy is a major draft steal. So down to the top six now. My sixth biggest draft steal went round two, pick 9, to the Tennessee Titans. And his name is Harold Landry. He's from Boston College. He's an edge rusher. I believe Harold Landry can get not double-digit sacks, but I believe he could be a 15-sack-a-year guy. Let me just say this. Harold Landry is still learning how to be a pass rusher. He's not there yet. I think the reason that he dropped in the draft is because of this. Last year, his senior year, he had an ankle injury, and he didn't have the same production, and then also people were saying he wasn't an effort guy. Well, no shit, he wasn't an effort guy. His ankle was half busted. He had a serious ankle problem there. So, look, you know, you can only fault him so much for that. And I think it's because he's still learning how to be a pass rusher. But when you want to talk about the ability to get around the edge and get to the quarterback, he's one of the best guys in this class. A first-round pick? Absolutely. Round two, pick 9, give me a break for a guy that can get 15 sacks a year, and I believe you give him 2 to 3 years, and he's going to do that. You got to get that guy in the top 15 to 20 picks. Absolutely. No question about it. Harold Landry, Boston College, he is my sixth biggest draft steal, and I'm telling you, he may not dominate his rookie year, but if you watch by year three, this guy is going to have a party, getting a lot of sacks, getting to the quarterback. He's going to have a great career. Round 3, pick 4 by the Houston Texans. Again, round 3, pick 4, the Houston Texans selected the younger brother of Eric Reed, the Pro Bowl safety in the NFL, his younger brother Justin Reed. I will say that on tape, I think Justin Reed is the better player. Yes, his brother's a Pro Bowler. This guy got drafted in the third round, and they play the same position, and I think he's going to be better than his brother. Justin Reed offers tremendous versatility at the safety position. He can play high, he can play low, and what's very important is this. I believe he has almost no holes in his game whatsoever. I've seen enough of his tape and watched enough of him to really think that this guy, in terms of just, you know, players in the draft that are NFL ready, he's up there. He's really up there. Not only that, you know, I believe he has great football intelligence, and I can see a lot of that pre-play. You know, he's definitely, you know, he's definitely a guy that I think can help quarterback and defense for sure. Has the ability to play high, has the ability to play low, can help you in the run game, and is truly instinctive with great reaction. There's just, look, there's no issues in his game whatsoever. He's a starting safety that can make the Pro Bowl in by his second year. How this guy slips to the third round, I don't care if it's round three, pick four, it's still the third round. You can't let Justin Reed slip, and I think Justin Reed is going to be a great NFL pro. My fourth biggest draft steal was round two, pick 27. The Washington Redskins drafted Darius Geis, running back from LSU. Let's just first start to go into this. When you want to look at Darius Geis before he got hurt in college, there was no guy that had as many long runs as he did. I'm talking about, you know, 15 plus yard runs. He led it. When I look at, you know, his predecessor at LSU, Leonard Fournette, I believe Darius Geis is just as good as Leonard Fournette. Yes, I said that. Darius Geis will be just as good as Leonard Fournette. He brings everything to the table. First of all, I think there's a couple reasons that he dipped in the draft. Number one, the whole thing about him smoking pot. And also, I think number two is that, you know, when you look at him in 2017, he was still great, but, you know, he wasn't the true Darius Geis because he wasn't fully removed from that injury. I believe now, rookie year, we're gonna get the Darius Geis, you know, of about 2 years ago. He's fully healthy now, and I believe he's definitely going to be a candidate for Offensive Rookie of the Year. This guy is going to be competing for that. He's Marshawn Lynch, and he's Marshawn Lynch. Well, he compares himself to Marshawn Lynch. I don't think he's quite the bruiser that Marshawn Lynch is, but, you know, I love his style of running, though. He definitely runs with that tenacity a little bit like Marshawn, and he will take it to the house. Geis is a great blocker, sees his lane so well, sees the hole so well, and someone who I think is going to be versatile in the pass game as well. You know, the only thing that I think the area that where he's going to have to improve on the most, and there's a couple games that I can point back to that will show this, is that I'm not sure if he's the best, you know, pass blocking or run blocking back. You know, like if I look at Saquon Barkley, to me he's without question a better blocker. But when I look at Darius Geis, look, this guy is going to be elite. You know, to get this guy at the end of the second round where they got him, round two, pick 27, the Redskins had a home run pick. This is a Pro Bowl player, and the Redskins were lucky they were in a position to get him. And that is why Darius Geis, the running back from LSU, is my fourth biggest draft steal. All right, my third biggest draft steal is the guy who I believe can potentially be the next Jason Witten, and he was drafted by the Dallas Cowboys. He was drafted round four, pick 37, by the Dallas Cowboys from Stanford, tight end Dalton Schultz. When I look at Jason Witten play, and I look at Dalton Schultz play, damn it, do they look a lot alike, and they play, to me, almost identical. When I look at it's ridiculous to me how similar they look. What Dalton Schultz is, he is a wide tight end that, you know, his specialty is running the option route. He can go in, he can cut out, and it's going to be based on the leverage of that defender. And he accelerates at that, and his route running is absolutely clean. It's spot on. He's going to help you tremendously, you know, in the blocking game. And when I want to look at, you know, actual polish, he's the second most polished tight end in the draft behind Hayden Hurst. Absolutely. You know, the only thing I wish is that, you know, Jason Witten didn't retire and could have mentored this guy, because I think that would just be, to me, you know, a match made in heaven. But, You know, he's a player that no one's talking about, and I'm telling you, he's my third biggest draft steal. So come back and check out this particular segment in a couple of years from now. And, you know, I'm telling you, no one's seeing this, but Steve the Scout, Dalton Schultz is going to be a draft steal. All right, my second biggest draft steal. He is another running back, and he went early in the second round. He went round 2, pick 6, to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and that is the USC running back Ronald Jones. In my opinion, Ronald Jones is without question to me, the best running back in this draft, not named Saquon Barkley. What I've seen him do, I've watched all the running backs. I've watched a lot of Ronald Jones tape. I've watched a lot of Darius Geis. I've watched a lot of Nick Chubb. I've watched a lot of Sonny Michel. I mean, I've watched all these guys. I've watched even a lot of guys that have not gotten drafted. And I'm telling you, the guy that stands out to me like a sore thumb outside of Saquon Barkley, where I'm like, oh my God, it's Ronald Jones. Let me just say, his start and stop ability is absolutely outstanding. Now, Saquon Barkley has the best start and stop ability of any running back I've watched in a long time come out of college, but his is pretty special as well. You know, didn't run an especially fast 40 time in the 4.6s, but God, his game speed and acceleration are absolutely insane. His ability to make sharp cuts to avoid linebackers, he's willing to be physical. And, you know, to me, you know, he just sees his lanes very, very well. Look, when I look at a pro comparison in terms of what he can be, I see Kareem Hunt, Jamal Charles type potential in this running back. I believe that Ronald Jones will be in the top 3 for Offensive Rookie of the Year. When you have a player that gets in top 3 for Offensive Rookie of the Year, when you go back and do a redraft later, that guy is usually being taken in the top 15. He is one of the 15 best players in the draft, and to me, someone who I said is a can't-miss prospect. Ronald Jones, the second, look, I get it. It's early in the second round, how much of a draft steal is it is, but when I see the tape on this guy, geez, it is absolutely outstanding, and I think he's going to be a dynamite at the next level. And for second place, there is a tie. Ronald Jones is second, but I did tie him with one more guy before we get to the number one overall, because only one person can sit in that number one spot. And also, the second best player tied with Ronald Jones for the biggest draft steal, he went round 5, pick 3 to the Oakland Raiders, defensive tackle Maurice Hurst. Let me just say this: if you put Maurice Hurst in the right system, he could be one of the best defensive linemen in the NFL. He has to go to a 4-3. He is not. This is not going to be a guy that plays a zero technique in a 3-4. You got to bring him to a 4-3 team, an upfield team, and use him as a 3 technique. You know, if you use him elsewhere, you're not going to get the value you could out of him. There are some guys that are meant to play certain positions. I just feel that if you do put him in that position, he's a can't-miss prospect. Cannot miss prospect. He's too damn good. When I look at just him playing that one position, to me, he's one of the 15 best players in the NFL draft, and he went all the way in the 5th round, round 5, pick 3. When you look at Hurst on tape, he has an incredible get-up. He's extremely disruptive, great with his hands, terrific motor, and you know he's gonna be a guy that you know also is gonna win the leverage game, and he's gonna be able to pressure the quarterback and help tremendously with the run game. This is a disruptive 3 technique, but you got to use him that way. I think John Gruden will, and I believe Maurice Hurst is tied for Ronald Jones as the second biggest steal of the 2018 NFL Draft. You know, it's not too far away. It's not here yet, but it's not too far away. It's the 20th anniversary. It's going to be close pretty soon. Before you know it, it's going to be the 20th anniversary of Tom Brady getting selected 199th overall. And I believe the biggest steal of this year's NFL draft also went 199 overall. He went round 6, pick 25, again 199 overall. He is the quarterback from Washington State, and his name is Luke Falk. Let me just say this. Luke Falk, if you give him protection, and you have to give him protection, because look, he's going to be like a lot of other quarterbacks. So I swear, look at Eli Manning with protection, without protection. Totally different quarterback. Gets into bad habits. Same thing with Luke Falk. Luke Falk was not protected well. And I believe when I watched his tape, when he was protected well and saw all the little nuances of his game, his accuracy, his smart decisions, his touch, everything looked good. I would draft Luke Falk before I draft Josh Allen. You're damn right I said that. Luke Falk is more NFL ready. He's a better quarterback. I don't care if his arm is not as strong. Look, Luke Falk is legitimate. You gotta protect him. I believe if you protect this guy and allow him to get into a rhythm, this is an NFL starter and a guy that could be a top 15 quarterback in the league. To get a guy that I believe can be a top 15 quarterback in the league at 199th overall, which essentially pretty much makes him a franchise, pretty close to a franchise quarterback. That is highly impressive. When I look at him, he gets the ball out quick. He throws with all different kinds of touch, has great accuracy, great anticipation, and is really very good at reading defenses. Ball placement, some of the best in the NFL draft. Luke Falk went 199th overall to the Tennessee Titans. And I'm going to tell you, Marcus Mariota is going to get injured at some point. He already has. He's going to get injured again. And when he gets injured, provided the Titans protect him, you're going to see some good stuff out of this young man. He is NFL ready. He's played 4 years. And to me, you know, people are saying, oh, yeah, I think he hit a ceiling his sophomore year. He hit a ceiling because there was no one protecting him. Give this guy some protection and watch him flourish. Luke Falk is the biggest steal of the NFL draft. He went 199th overall, same as Tom Brady over 20 years ago. No one's talking about it, but you heard it here first, a la Steve the Scout. There you have it, guys. Those are my 20 biggest draft steals. This week's schedule on Wednesday, I'm going to give you the 5 candidates on offense and defense that I think will be most likely to compete for Offensive and Defensive Rookie of the Year. On Friday, I'm also going to give you my 10 best fantasy football rookies, based on the way I scout them, based on my understanding of how fantasy football works and what I think these guys will produce based on their ability and the system and the team that they are going to. Thank you guys for joining me today. This is Steve the Scout from the Pro Football Scouting Podcast. Until next time.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.